This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And I say welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Thank you so much for being part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just, you know what, being part of the conversation. That's really what it boils down to. Be part of the conversation. All right. If you go up to the website, here's where I get to do my little cleanup work here, right? Head up to the website, a couple things going on up there. Give me your email address. You know, if you add your email address, then what we can do is every week we send one out. You should have got one today, letting you know what we're going to be talking about this week. People are going to be on later on. Now, you got to go up to the website to find it, but this week, George Papadopoulos will be joining us because we're going to be talking about his run for the congressional seat vacated by ex-representative Katie Hill. Same thing with Steve Knight. Ex-representative Steve Knight also was in that seat before Katie Hill took it from him, so he'll be here this week. What they plan on doing to get the seat back? What can they do if they get it back? You checked last week, and I'll line them up later on. Mike Garcia also challenging for that seat as well, and I'm sticking with that seat because it's one of the most. It's going to be one of the most contentious seats in the upcoming race. And they have to spend more money. They have more things going on because they have a primary here in California. It's called a guerrilla primary. Two top vote getters gets the win. So we have a primary. And then we have a special election. And then the general election. So three election cycles. People are going to be elected out. Cycled out, as they say. And a lot more going on this week. I mean, you know, again, Brad Dacus will join us tomorrow night. I'm hoping that we can have Corey Duncan will be with us, I believe. Just a lot of crazy stuff going on this week we need to talk about. All right, so let's get back to this. Red State has printed another piece, and here's the reason. Katie Hill, who resigned a while back, if you recall, we did the story here on the show. We talked about her illegal activities with her staff. She signed a vote. She voted for, got behind a bill that would make it illegal to have relationships with your staff members. Now, what I think is really funny is that the people who scream the loudest about being transparent and righteous and doing the right thing are giving her a pass. And she's playing it to the hilt because there were quote-unquote revenge porn pictures, which really weren't revenge porn at all, but it's a good catchphrase to use. And so she's blaming it on, you know, a right-wing, as they always do, always somebody on the right's fault for their what they do. She's blaming it on the right. On them smearing her with these pictures. Well, first off, you know they're out there. Secondly, you've put some of these up. If you've put some of these up on websites and other places, and you've signed up on hookup cruises, if you've signed up I can't even cleanly talk about some of the sites that she signed up for. I can prove it, but I can't talk about it. You're cleanly. And then you want to blame everybody else for your downfall. She recently put a story up in the New York Times, and I won't go through the whole thing there either. And it was about her bout with depression and other stuff that she has going on in her life. And then we did this to her. Because as is the it seems to be the new mantra of the left, they do no wrong. They take responsibility for nothing. Absolutely nothing. And even though her female partner said over and over again in text messages that she was afraid of Katie. She was afraid of Katie based on how Katie treated her husband. How nasty she was. She was afraid. Katie never deals with that. Never talks about that. If Katie really cared about some of the issues she had, in the text messages over and over and over again, you see her friends, you see people asking her to go get help. Now, I'm not going to get into her medical issues, but let's just say when you're taking medication to help you with maybe your mental state, maybe you shouldn't be drinking till 3 o'clock in the morning. What do you think? Just a thought. When you grow up and do it the right way. When you grow up and take care of business, if you would. And this person was on the Armed Services Committee. Right? The person who couldn't keep her pictures. Ones that she was in areas that were easily accessible. Those websites that she was part of. But yet, we put her on, we didn't, Nancy put her on subcommittees where if this information was out there, what would she have done? Maybe she would have been compromised, huh? That's the road we should have gone down. So after she puts that piece up, Kira Davis from Red State writes that Katie knows what she did, she knows what she did was wrong, and now she's trying to turn that out there as the oh, woe is me tour, because she wants to run for office again. Those are my words. That's what I believe. Now, you can feel a little measure of sympathy for her, I guess, or embarrassment for her circumstances, right? But she put herself in this position. Now, I don't see Hill as the victim. That's my personal opinion. Kara writes that in her piece as well. She's a sitting congresswoman. She violated the House ethics rules. She voted for those rules herself, so she can't say she didn't know. You know the rules that say you can't sleep with the people who work for you? Period. And then she's a champion of the Me Too movement. We'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense competence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. A lot going on up there that you need to know, to understand. Stories up there that you can get a lot of good information from. Really that simple. All right. I want to get back to it because I don't want to spend the whole show on this. Many of you know we've done this story on Katie Hill a million times, but she keeps coming back like a bad rash. It just doesn't go away. And I'd love to have her on the show. I'll put another request out. We'll see how that works out. Now, again, this article is written by Kara Davis in Red State, redstate.com. And, you know, again, you may want to feel bad for her a little bit, but, you know, she knew what she was getting into. She knew what she was doing. You know, when you start doing things that aren't quite right and you get caught, you just, hey, you're either sorry for it, you fess up to it, but you don't say I didn't do it or I didn't know. She voted on this stuff. And furthermore, the female that was having trouble, the other lady in the relationship that was having trouble with her, she didn't really care about it. She didn't care that she was scaring her, if you would. And, you know, Katie always screamed that she was all about the Me Too movement. I guess not. I get, well, maybe Me Too meant just her too. I don't know. Now, she claimed that she was in a bad relationship. I want you to think about something here. I'll paint the picture. You figure it out for yourself. She claimed the last few years in her relationship, or for a few years in her relationship with her husband, was bad. It was abusive. So what does she do? She goes out, she gets herself a girlfriend, and brings that girl, woman, into the relationship? To what? Share in the misery? To share in the abuse? How is that Me Too? How is that helping the Me Too? I mean, seriously. God bless that phone, kind of. Right? And you can't sleep with people you work for. It doesn't work, even if you are work with, I should say, or work for you. And if you truly want women to have equal rights, if you truly want them to have equal representation, if you truly want them to be treated equally, then they need to follow the rules too. You want the men to? If a man had done this, if this was a male thing, you would have nailed him to the wall. And don't give me this garbage at this double standards, because there isn't. Not anymore. It's worse now. It's actually worse. If a man even looks at a woman too long, he could be fired. So don't give me that. He'll resign by herself, on her own accord. If her team was behind her, if she was so righteous, she should have fought it. And that garbage that she spins in her last piece, that Pelosi didn't want her to resign. Let me tell you what. Pelosi is a seasoned politician. Pelosi, this is nothing. This is the chump change that's sitting in your cookie jar for her. If she felt you were an asset, if she felt you were telling the truth, she would have fought for you. Really that simple. Do your history. She's done it before. This comes from the, you're trying to get us to buy this about Pelosi after CNN and the rest of these places started talking about how great Pelosi was, how she went up against the reporters. She's such a strong woman. She doesn't let anything slow. Well, which is it? Is she a coward when it comes to you? If Nancy wanted you, Katie, she would have kept you. She would have fought for you. Really that simple. She not only does she not have time to play games, she won't play games. And you would still be there. Kira goes on to say that we've seen the Democrats go to the mat for the baseless impeachment. Right? A whole bunch of hearsay and innuendo, but they're still doing it. And they're willing to fight that to no end. Right? This is all crazy and silly. We all know this. We all know what's happening. And Hill, I don't. But Kira says she sympathizes with Hill's frustration with harassing media. Now, Red State broke the sex scandal, if you would. Right? They weren't aggressive about it, if you would. They put the story out there. They let people know what was going on. And you take it from there. I mean, seriously. Katie Hill's, she's not the only person dealing with this fallout. I mean, I'm dealing with it to a degree. Jennifer Van Laar, who was the reporter from Red State, is dealing with it. She's been attacked by Hill's people like no end. I've seen them do it. They tried to do it to me. But see, I've been around for a long time. I got pretty thick skin. And I will call them out on their hypocrisy. I don't really care. She's got people running around right now that are supporting her. Matter of fact, the person running to take her seat on the Democrat side talks about what a great woman she is. What great work she did while she was in Congress, although she was there less than a year. I'd love to know exactly what she did. According to her text messages, Katie did more drinking than she did legislating. Sorry, it's what she said. What's in her text messages, not mine. And yet, those people who say that love trumps hate, those people who claim they're for free speech and all, they're not. They're not at all. They went after a woman who has a single mom, who they all say we should stay behind. There's no Me Too there. It's all a farce for them. It's not real. They won't like me saying that, but it's true. It's not real. If it was real, there'd be so many other things they'd be doing right now. And then to turn it around and claim that there were hacks done. Look, let's lay it out. She was sleeping with a staff member. Possibly two. And I'm not going to say possibly. I'm going to say yes, she was sleeping with two. All right? These are rules that she voted for. Her FEC filings. Money that she brought in for her campaign may have been used for other things. Just like Duncan. Right? Everybody's all excited about, Hunter Duncan from California, another representative, Republican representative, who used his campaign money illegally. See? And we said that. We're on his side. We say he used it illegally. But they will never do that to her. Never! Because theirs never does anything wrong. You know, and one important fact that has been left out on all the coverage. Katie Hill was vice chair of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. She sat on the Armed Services Committee. She had a lot of pretty serious information on her computer, on her phone, and on her person. She doesn't get a free pass. She actually should have been held to a higher standard. Joe was in your house. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the White House reacting to the Inspector General's report, calling some of the findings regarding FBI misconduct a disgrace.
Incredible. Far worse than I would have ever thought possible. It's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
The report finds no bias, but plenty of misconduct at the hands of some FBI agents, led by former Director James Comey, who Trump fired. The IG, Michael Horowitz, taking almost 2 years to do his investigation, 200 witnesses interviewed, and an almost 500-page report issued. But the U.S. attorney looking into these matters, John Durham, releasing a statement saying he disagrees with some of the conclusions. Now, Durham has the power to prosecute people for criminal activity that took place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for being involved, engaged, part of. Any way you want to put it, I don't really care. As long as you're part of. You know what I'm saying? Really that simple for me. I'm not a complicated person. We head up to the website. I'll wait. You know, get up there. Give me your email address. Give me, you know, your if you want to be alerted by text messaging, just simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Okay, let's deal with this. We were talking about Katie Hill and how she resigned. Now, she says it's because she was smeared by the right and there were naked pictures, but they really weren't naked pictures. Let's just be honest about it. Okay, there weren't naked pictures. It wasn't revenge porn. She got caught. She got caught having a relationship with a staffer, period. Right? She got caught doing something that was against the same rule that she voted on. So she can't say she didn't know what she voted on. But for some odd reason, they can never fess up to doing something wrong. And it's all about women, right? It's all about, it's Me Too, but didn't matter that the woman that she was having a relationship with was afraid of her. Really that simple. And she's spinning her misconduct. And, you know, she's trying to get a job in the media, that's for sure. And again, I would love to have her on the show. Katie, if one of your people listening, any one of you, come on. You're a fighter. Remember that commercial you used to have? You were climbing the rocks or doing whatever. I'm a fighter. Think about it. So if you're a fighter, come on. Really that simple. But see, the left, again, never takes responsibility. I had somebody send me this from, let's see, She the People's statement on Kamala Harris. In response to the news that Senator Kamala Harris has ended her presidential campaign, She the People founder Amy Allison issued the following statement. The Democratic field became much less diverse after the only black woman in the presidential race dropped out. It was evident when Senator Kamala Harris launched her campaign that she would be a formidable contender for the White House, one who was able to attract a multiracial, enthusiastic base that would fuel her historic bid. I had hoped that she would be able to recapture some of that early excitement as a black woman. I know from the personal experience that Camilla has to work three times as hard from some other candidates in this race to get half as far. Camilla's presence in the race helped blaze a trail for the next generation of women of color. She ran a competitive campaign that has forced us to rethink what it means to be electable. Her journey's not over. We believe her political career will continue to grow, and she'll become strong and rise up higher from the experience. If someone like Joe Biden can run for president multiple times before becoming vice president and leading contender for president, we have no doubt that Camilla will also rise up higher. Signed by She the People, it's a national network connecting women of color to transform our democracy. We're elevating and amplifying the voice and the power of women of color, leaders, political strategists, organizers, and so much more. She the People is building an inclusive, multiracial, inclusive anybody but men, multiracial coalition driving a new progressive political cultural era. Connect with She the People. I love this. This is great. This sounds like the same crap that we were fed by Hillary Clinton. She couldn't connect. She couldn't be part of. She couldn't make a connection with the people or the real people. Camilla sold a lot of garbage to us, remember? She smoked a joint. She talked about smoking weed, yet she put people away for smoking weed. I mean, seriously, think about this. Think about the hypocrisy that she was called out for by her own people. The Democratic field became much less diverse today. Why? There's other women. There's other blacks in there. After the only black woman in the presidential race dropped out, it was evident when Senator Kamala Harris launched her campaign that she would be a formidable contender for the White House. Really? Why? No, seriously, why? She was polling below Andrew Yang in California. Are we serious? What was so formidable? And it wasn't because she was black. It was because she also couldn't connect. She also had an attitude. When you saw her on stage, there was nothing there. She had all the platitudes. She had all the lines. She thought everybody wanted to. Did you totally miss the females that worked for her? That said, it was the most chaotic environment they've ever been in. Is that how she was going to run the White House? She was going to be the only one able to attract a multiracial, enthusiastic base. Really, why? Because Cory Booker couldn't do it? You know, I actually take offense at all this stuff, and you're going to say it's because I'm a white guy, but I don't really care what you say. I want the best person for the job. See, this person, the people who think like her, what the problem with this country is. It's not, I want the best gay person, I want the best lesbian, I want the best transgender, I want the best black transgender, I want the best black, fat, gay, whatever. No, I want the best person for the job. No matter what they are, no matter whatever you call them or label them behind that, I don't care. I want the best person for the job. I'd hope that she'd been able to recapture some of that early excitement as a black woman. How about, I would have hoped that she would have been able to capture that early excitement that she was able to garner. Why as a black woman? If that was her only claim to fame, that's really poor. I know from personal experience that Camilla had to work three times as hard as some of the other candidates in this race to get half as far. Why? Why? You think the American populace who voted for a black man for president twice? You think the American populace was against her? Oh, it was because she was a woman, or was it because she was a black woman? So you're saying America's still racist? See, they're gonna play this out until they get shut down. Until they lose and lose and lose and keep losing and losing and losing. Playing the victim. They're very good at that. I keep saying they're the party of non-responsibility. They're very good at that. Camilla's presence in the race helped blaze a trail for the next generation of women of color. She ran a competitive race or a competitive campaign that has forced us to rethink what it means to be electable. You know what that means. That's got a negative connotation to it. She did not run a good race. She did not run a competitive race. She couldn't make the connections. She's out there dancing with the streets, in the streets with young people, and she should have been hitting the trail, connecting with people. Again, she was more like a black Hillary Clinton. She didn't have that connection. there was no warmth there. And that even comes from the people she worked for. But her journey's not over. We believe her political career will continue to grow. She'll become stronger and rise up higher from this experience. Now, I like this part. This one I really like. If someone like Joe Biden can run for president multiple times and then became vice president, so boy, he achieved what he was looking for, right? And a leading contender for president, we have no doubt Camilla will rise up even higher. Why? Because she's a black woman? Is that a reason to get elected, to get voted for? How about she's the right woman for the job? How do you like that? And if it happens to be a black woman, God bless. If it's a white woman, that's okay too. If it's a white guy, that's okay. If it's a black guy, it's okay. If it's a short guy or a tall guy or a fat guy or a thin guy, all okay by me. And all okay by the majority of Americans. This is getting out of control. No, actually no. It's been out of control for a long time. Another update from your Love Trump's Hate group. Remember Professor Turley last week? He was the only person on the panel of law professors who actually gleaned from the Constitution. Who actually talked about what the Constitution, what our founding fathers had in mind for impeachable offenses. And they had nothing to do with tweets. He's a registered Democrat who doesn't like Donald Trump. Who didn't vote for Donald Trump. Who would like to see Donald Trump go. But because he took a stand that was different than theirs, he was an evil and nasty man. And just like we heard earlier with Katie Hill's group, who's been threatening Jennifer Van Laar, the same thing here. Now, this guy's got death threats. His family's got death. Is this really what we've come to? And you blame the right for this stuff? My God, you guys, you got to check your medication. You're a group of very dangerous people. Join me to your host. You listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Welcome to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for being with us. You want to head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved, be part of. And that's what I want you. I want you to be part of, right? So let's get to it. We were talking about, again, all this. I don't even want to say I'd call it misinformation if you want to, but it's wrong information. It's pretty much a lie. And so, you know, the other day in the panel of all the constitutional attorneys, I think it's hilarious that only one was able to be chosen by Republicans who actually chose a Democrat. Isn't that funny? So they had three. We had one. Their three railed against President Trump, said that he should be impeached for tweets, which is not what our founding fathers had in mind. Forget the tweet part of it. What about freedom of speech, freedom of the press, all that other stuff? They don't care about that. See, he has no rights. Because they hate him, that's a part of the Constitution apparently I missed, where there's a clause in it that says if a Democrat hates a Republican, Then they can impeach him. I mean, they're using impeachment for everything. They want to impeach Kavanaugh and others. This will be now their new weapon of choice. And I don't really think they understand it, how dangerous, how bad this is going to be for them. Jonathan Turley was the only person on the panel of law professors who testified before Congress on the impeachment and suggested that the case had not been made. What's really funny about this guy said, look, a case can be made, you just haven't made it. What do you think of that? He didn't vote for Trump, doesn't like Trump, wish Trump would go away, doesn't like his policies, right? Voted for Hillary, and now they hate him. And he has said, there's reason to impeach, you just haven't hit it. So he's on their side at 92%, and they still hate him. Because he won't blow off the law for them. Turley was one of the four attorneys present. But he's the only one that said impeachment at this point is inappropriate, according to the Constitution. So he's a George Washington University constitutional law professor, which means, you know, we know what's happened at George Washington University lately. That they have become so liberal, so quote-unquote progressive. It's sad. In a Thursday op-ed for The Hill, Turley reveals that he was inundated with threatening messages and demands that the university fire him before he even finished his testimony. In my testimony Wednesday, I lamented that in the impeachment of President Clinton from 98 to 99, there's an intense rancor and rage and stifling intolerance that blinds people to opposing views. He said, my call for greater civility and dialogue may have been the least successful argument I've ever made. Turley went on to suggest that the anger against him was largely baseless and that he doesn't necessarily support Trump or believe him to be unimpeachable, but rather that those seeking impeachment, they screwed up. They haven't got there yet. They haven't made the legal case for it. See, they want it easy. Again, it's the party of non-responsibility. They don't want to push hard. They say so. So he's impeachable. They say he's wrong. He must be wrong. They say he's a bigot. He must be a bigot. This is how these people operate. The scary part of all of this is that the Pelosi's, the Schumer's, the Schiff's, and so forth think that they're smarter than you. They know what's better for you than you do. They're going to put laws in place and put, tell you what you have to eat, where you have to go, what vaccinations you're going to get or not going to get for that matter. That has to scare anybody, and I mean that. And so these people that talk about civility and so on, now they're threatening this guy. Again, he's almost pretty much on their side 100%. And now they're threatening this guy. Turley went on to suggest that the anger against him was baseless, and that he doesn't support Trump or believe him to be unimpeachable, but rather that those who want to impeach him have failed to do so. They have failed to make a convincing legal argument. You know, the FBI is great at this. In most cases, with the exception of going after Trump, but in most cases, they won't even take something to court unless they know they have it, unless they know they can nail it. So why would this be any different? Why should this be any different? And he went on to say that it's not that you can't impeach Trump for abuse of power, but that the record is completely thin compared to past impeachments. It contains conflicts, contradictions, and gaps. Witnesses that weren't subpoenaed, that weren't allowed to be subpoenaed. I mean, think about that. He's saying, hey, Dems, if you know what you have is real and right to get the information out there, you need to subpoena these other people that the Republicans have asked you to so you can make your case. But they have no case. They know they have no case. I'm going to say it again. I keep saying it. The reason they're trying to impeach him before next year, and listen, what was it? Representative Green has said the same thing. He has said, if we don't impeach this man, he will get elected again. And then he came out afterward and said, there's nothing in the Constitution that tells you how many times you can impeach somebody. So this will be, if they win this House again, for the next 4 years, because Trump's going to win, for the next 4 years, the only thing they're going to be doing is investigating to impeach, investigate to impeach, investigate to impeach. That'll be their mantra. It'll be the only thing that they do. And I'd love a Dem to write in write me, call me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Call me and let me know why. Why? What's your direct evidence? Read it to me, show it to me, send it to me. That he should be impeached. What he did. I just find this is just so rich in so many ways. Because of everything that the Obama administration got away with. Everything that they did that was okay and acceptable. Anyway. This is going to be a really bloody election cycle. Whether you want to hear it or not. Right? Because what's going on, or what's happening out there, is they see this as they're fighting for their lives. And they are to a big degree. You know, I wish they would impeach or they would bring charges against Hillary Clinton. Even if they know they can't make them stick, I want them to bring charges. Why? Because what did she say? If they come after me, I'm bringing half of D.C. with me. Well, maybe that's a way to clean out D.C. Let her bring them with them. Let her go after them. Let her give them the information. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. A quick story, too. GOP lawyer says, you know what? The impeachment tables need to be laid out to go after the Bidens as well. Right now, the top lawyer for the Judiciary and Intelligence Committee, the Republicans, testified Monday that there was a legitimate basis for President Trump to ask Ukrainian leader Zelensky to launch a public investigation into the Biden family dealings. And during the impeachment inquiry, testimony in front of the Judiciary Committee, Minority Counsel Steve Castor tried to turn the tables. This is whether the President Trump tried to pressure his Ukrainian colleague into investigating a political rival by withholding aid and a White House meeting. That there was real concerns about the former vice president's son involved. They weren't having it, though. Hunter Biden was reportedly receiving $50,000 or $80,000. They can't come up with a real number, by the way. Up to $83,000 a month. I've heard as high as $160,000 a month. In compensation for his role in the Burisma board, Castor questioned why a person who didn't have a history with Ukraine and doesn't speak either Ukrainian or Russian would have a senior role on a company's board like that. Good point. Why would he? He didn't have experience, never been there, doesn't speak their language, but he'd be great. At the time Hunter Biden joined Burisma's board, his father, former Vice President Biden, was a point man for Ukraine with the Obama administration. There you go. He just wasn't qualified to serve on the board. There, when you put that in their faces, they don't know what to do with it. They ignore it and move on. They won't even respond to it. So as long as that keeps going in that direction, as long as the Dems are sure that they're right and they're ignoring everything else, why are they afraid to bring or allow the other witnesses to come forward? Why aren't they allowed to have a minority legislative day so the Republicans can bring in their witnesses and speak to them? Maybe Schiff and Nadler could shut up long enough to let the Republican legislators question the witnesses they bring in. Go back and look. There was no equal playing field there from a group of people that say they're into equality. Not happening. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And remember, we're here all week. Hopefully you will be too.